The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the US President Donald Trump has backpedaled on his threat to strike Iranian energy infrastructure. In early morning US time, the president posted that the US has had a very good and productive conversation with Iran over resolving the conflict. He'd previously set a deadline just before midnight Irish time for the country to reopen the Straits of Hormuz before he would begin strikes. A little earlier, Donald Trump spoke to reporters at Palm Beach and had this to say.
So the discussions took place yesterday. They went into yesterday evening. They want very much to make a deal. We'd like to make a deal, too. We're going to get together today by probably phone, because it's very hard to find a country. It's very hard for them to get out, I guess. But we'll at some point very, very soon meet. We're doing a 5-day period. We'll see how that goes. And if it goes well, we're going to end up with settling this. Otherwise, we'll just keep bombing our little hearts out.
Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast, joins us now. Sean, can you please explain what is going on here? Is Donald Trump talking to Iran? Because Iran are saying there's no talks going on. What is actually happening here?
Yeah, good evening, Shane. Good evening, Ciara. Goodness knows. I mean, what was fascinating when he issued this ultimatum that if the Straits of Hormuz wasn't open in 48 hours, he'd start bombing Iranian power plants. You went, well, first of all, that's probably illegal under international law. And secondly, it's almost certainly Iran has shown excellent resilience in doing tit for tat. When Israel attacked the Iranian sort of South Pars energy facility, Iran struck back at Qatar's gas. Iran struck their nuclear facilities. Iran struck back. So this could have been devastating. So that for all sorts of reasons, it didn't make any sense. We fully expected the US president to back off. I think the questions that I have are, who is he talking to, Iran? He claims to have talked to Iran. Now, there is some talk about some Iranian parliament speaker, but probably not to Mujtaba Khamenei. So it's not entirely clear whether this speaker has the authority to speak on behalf of Iran. Did the talks even take place at all? Because as a military guy, I have to say, we are looking at how on earth President Trump can extricate himself. And this could be just an elaborate ruse again, just to buy some time.
The Iranians are absolutely insisting that no talks took place. But I did wonder, and maybe you can shed a bit of light on this, Sean. I always assume in these situations there are back channels, but maybe I'm wrong. Back in 1979, when the Shah was about to take over, apparently the Americans weren't talking to them at all. They completely failed to do that. So what's your guess as to whether or not there is back channels open at the moment?
I'd be very surprised if there weren't back channels open. It is the way that these things gradually get resolved. I think the question more is, does Iran actually want to talk at the moment? Because at the moment, whilst they've had their military devastated, they don't seem to be on the ropes and about to surrender. If you look at it, unless you put boots on the ground, I know we've got US Marines that are heading that way, but I find it very difficult to imagine that President Trump would do any form of invasion of Iran. That would be incredibly dangerous, and body bags going back to America will be a lasting harm to President Trump, especially as a man who's been elected as the peacemaker. So I think all of this just paves the way that Trump made an announcement. Remember, it's Monday morning. The markets, we've seen the oil price come down. We've seen the markets improve. You know, this feels to be a bit of theater that Trump's trying to do to find a way of extricating himself to stop the bombing, because they can continue bombing, but it's not entirely clear what they're going to achieve with any more bombing of Iran.
Is this as simple as Donald Trump underestimating Iran's ability to endure incredible suffering that, let's be honest, a Western country probably could not endure?
I think that's the nub of it, if I'm honest, Shane. We used to war game this sort of thing. In fact, I've played Iran in the war games, and they always end this way, that, you know, militarily they get schwacked by Western air power. But unless you're prepared to put boots on the ground, the Straits of Hormuz ends up being the key point. And I think what's happened is Iran has had 35 years to prepare itself for this very day. It hasn't, you know, in the tanker wars back in the 80s, they only had mines. Now they've got mines, they've got anti-ship missiles, they've got fast patrol boats, drones, and all sorts of things. They can terrorize the Straits of Hormuz for months. They're not on the ropes. And therefore, I feel the balance of power has swung now from President Trump and America more towards Iran. Iran doesn't want to talk. It wants to actually hold out until America walks away with its tail between its legs. I do think there's some really interesting dynamics. The history books will be writing some interesting chapters about this time.
Yeah, I saw a headline in the London Times today, an analysis piece by Richard Spencer, in which the headline is this the end of the Iran war or just the start? And it seems like it's a really fair question to ask.
Well, I must confess, I'm less aligned with that. I think what's happened here is I've been part of a military. You used to be very careful that your political masters understood what they were letting loose if they sent you to war. Be very clear about what the political end state, and then let the military get on with their strategies and plans. What seems to happen here is each morning, President Trump wakes up and suddenly bursts onto Truth Social. And that seems to be where General Kane, the head of the Joint Chiefs in America, gets his direction and guidance from. It feels like Trump's not listening to his military masters. He probably believed, like Venezuela, he could go in, pluck out Maduro, and peace reigns. If he could go in, kill all of the Tehran leadership, and all of a sudden there'd be an uprising. Well, that didn't happen. His military would have advised him it was very unlikely to happen. And all of a sudden, he's got himself very firmly trapped in the mangle. I think what we're seeing is efforts from President Trump, with the midterms looming, finding a way to get himself back out of this war.
But they're cack-handed attempts, I have to put it to you, Sean, aren't they? They really are. I mean, and Iran must be looking at these messages going, we have him exactly where we want him. He's on the run here.
I agree. What an irony that, you know, the weakest country here that's been dominated by US superpower military might has actually going to end up, the history books written, that it's probably President Trump's erratic leadership style has been the US strategic vulnerability. It is quite bizarre. Now, let's be clear. We haven't seen how this ends yet, and it's quite possible that, you know, there will be productive talks and that Iran will be prepared to eventually talk because it'll see some positives out of it. But they're going to be an equal player at this. These aren't going to be surrender talks. These are going to be talks in which Iran has a key part to play and will probably be looking for some benefits out of these talks.
Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.